AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Islamic State group is claiming it is responsible for the deadly attack on a museum in Tunisia. A statement from the group describes the attack as a blessed invasion of one of the dens of infidels and vice in Muslim Tunisia. 23 people were killed. The AP's Angela Charlton reports the threat of terrorism is high in Tunisia.
A Tunisian lawmaker told the Associated Press that about 2,000 suspected terrorists are believed to be in Tunisia now, some of whom had joined the extremists in Iraq and Syria.
Tunisia's government also announced the arrest of 9 people, 4 of whom are accused of being directly linked to that attack. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh and 2 other diplomatic missions in Saudi Arabia are going to remain closed for consular services because of worries about security. They've been closed since Sunday. Americans in Saudi Arabia are being told to avoid large gatherings and keep a low profile. Negotiators in Switzerland are working on a draft nuclear deal with Iran that would trade immediate relief from sanctions for a major cut in its fuel enrichment hardware. From the White House, here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Iran would have to deactivate 4,000 of its 10,000 centrifuges, and caps on uranium enrichment would last a decade, according to officials familiar with the draft. The White House argues steps like this would keep Iran well away from a bomb, but critics like Florida Congressman Ted Deutch are doubtful. At a hearing, he asked Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken what happens to the switched-off centrifuges.
Will they go into a closet? Will they go into an attic? Will they be readily available for Iran at the expiration of the deal?
All of that is subject to the negotiations.
Still, officials here argue close inspection will prevent their use in making weapons. Mark Smith at the White House.
President Obama is going to order the federal government to cut its emissions of greenhouse gases by 40%. The price of oil has dropped and stocks are dropping, too. The Dow is down 126 points. This is AP Radio News. The brackets are in place. It's time to play. The NCAA men's college basketball tournament gets into high gear with tip-off of the Notre Dame-Northeastern game. Number one seed and undefeated Kentucky plays Hampton in the first round later today in Louisville. Villanova goes up against Lafayette in an East regional game in Pittsburgh. 16 games will be played today. One team not caught up in March Madness is Syracuse. The program was hit with sanctions by the NCAA. Coach Jim Boeheim also announced he is resigning in 3 years.
I do regret that these violations happen, and I apologize for any harm it has brought to my players and the university.
Boeheim was at a news conference today. He is appealing the sanctions for academic and benefits violations, calling them harsh and inaccurate, and hints that he may step down as coach at Syracuse next season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.